Hello, folks, and thank you so much for tuning into our executive podcast, where we talk for about 10, 20 minutes about everything that's happening at Exchange Defender, Shocky Monkey, OwnWebNow, CloudBlock, and any other company that we choose to. I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day. You probably heard from us. We sent just about all of our partners a wonderful Valentine's Day card with the stuff that we know you like. Savings. So if you're getting clients onto Hosted Exchange, SharePoint, and the Exchange 2010 Essentials, you got quite a bit of candy money left over, and I hope you really enjoyed that. The special or promo code runs through March 14th, at which point we'll have something for St. Patrick's Day. And really, the way that our sales are going this year, we are going to keep on doing this. Things are going wonderful. You guys are doing great. And we keep on adding more and more products and services to help you save more, make more, and be more efficient. So let's talk a little bit about everything that's going on. One of the more important things that I would like to discuss is the survey that we shot out last week or so called Vlad the Impaler survey. And we really talked about the Shocky Monkey RMM and the RMM integration in general. Now, as you know, Shocky Monkey is our free business management solution for your IT shop, and also a solution to manage IT needs of your users and your customers. So as we expand the solution to provide more and more services to your customers and generate more MSP revenue for you, we wanted to know how an RMM fits into that. Now, we integrated with about a dozen different RMMs worldwide, and we want to make better integrations with them. Some are really, really good, and some only rely on email integrations. And as our client base grows, you know, over 7,000-something portals now, we need to be more involved in that aspect of the game and make sure that we give you useful reports, useful data, and useful monitoring. You know, we're always looking at simplifying things, making things easier so we don't have to spend all this time and lose all this money managing different endpoints. So if you filled it out, today five of you got beer cards. And we're going to do five more next Friday and next Friday and next Friday, and I'm running it for about a month. So if you're one of our partners, please hit up that survey. It's been on my Facebook at facebook.com/VladMMD. That's Vlad Mazik Making Dollars, in case you're wondering how that acronym came about. So if you got a chance to give us any feedback that you can give us, please do. If you use another RMM, please give us an input on how we can leverage Shocky Monkey to give you a better experience there. If you don't have an RMM, tell us what you would really like. You know, we're consumerizing this industry, and we're doing really well, and we're not going to stop. And Kate and I are going to talk a little bit about what other vendors are doing as they're getting involved with us in this game. Now, in terms of consumerization, I had a huge webinar last week. A bunch of you showed up, and a lot of questions came out of it. Our first product that's made available for those of you that are in a more retail game, where you don't want to do the billing, you don't want to do the support, you just want to sell a product, collect a commission, and have it stay under your own brand without having somebody take your customer away and compete with you. We deliver that product. We're the only ones out there with the white label support, billing, and everything for you. All you got to do is sell it and keep collecting proceeds. So the Exchange Defender Essentials, which we released last week at 50 cents, undercuts all of our major competitors by at least 50%. Some significantly more so than that. So if you're subscribing to one of our competitors, we can save you about a buck per mailbox for those basic features that you need and are currently reselling. And the response to that product has been overwhelming. But there's also a little bit of a hidden agenda there. Hank has been developing the Direct module, which is allowing an end user to sign up for the service and get that service enrolled in Shocky Monkey for automated billing and all of that stuff. Now, why is that the case? Well, it's not like we go around advertising these products. It's not like they're going to come directly to us and sign up for it. But they are going to come to your portal. So we are building an experience where Shocky Monkey is now extending into your website, extending into your ERP, extending into the way that you target and market these things. So if you want to start offering these solutions directly and not have to deal with a sales call, not have to deal with virtually anything related to the cloud, we can now deliver that service with Shockey Monkey, and Hank is going to talk briefly about the integration that has been built in order to give you the ability to take an order from your website and have it submitted all the way through down to QuickBooks if you want to bill them directly. So that's the exciting stuff as far as I'm concerned. So Shockey Monkey, as you can tell, is making a more and more core participation in our service offering, because really it is the service. It's a service delivery standpoint. And when I originally launched Shockey Monkey, I remember telling all of you, hey, it's not a PSA. It's not a PSA. And a lot of people met that very skeptical, oh, you're just trying not to get Autotask and ConnectWise mad at you. But a year and two since that date, we're proving more and more that this is a customer service endpoint. This is an extension of your company. This isn't some back office garbage software you use to connect endpoints. This is a front point that's a part of your presentation, just as important as your website, just as important as your mobile stuff, just as important as your advertising and marketing. It's not a back office thing anymore. We're all differentiating ourselves on customer service. And that's where Shockey Monkey makes its money. So Hank's going to talk a little bit about Shockey Monkey, about mobile, about compliance archiving and all of that. And then Kate will come in and talk a little bit about the sponsorship stuff and how we're doing that to make more value come out of seemingly an advertising and marketing campaign. So, Hank?
So over the last few weeks here at Exchange Defender, we've been working on the direct module to allow these signups. And by doing this, one of our key focuses was to make sure that it was a very smooth and easy process, because we don't want them coming to the site and getting frustrated and leaving. So we've done everything that we could to make this whole experience pleasant, to where they shouldn't have any hiccups or problems as they go through these forms. Once they go through and they actually complete these forms, it'll go into sort of a holding bin until it can be reviewed by a real person, and somebody will give them a call back and help them through the rest of the process. This way it eliminates the concern or the any kind of frustration they may come across when trying to establish a new account through the system. And that's pretty much it on our side. I mean, I could go into details about how it works, but that would just bore you all to death, and I won't do that to you.
I'll do that.
On the other hand of that, this week we've been dealing with bugs that we've come across, some we found ourselves and others that clients have reported. Nothing too catastrophic. First, I'll talk about the issue that we found with Shockey Monkey. It was in the mobile aspect, the application to let you view and manage your tickets and companies and contacts from a mobile device. It turns out that it had been an issue for a while, and we recently discovered it and it surfaced. So now it'll work from pretty much any phone and for any portal. We've also taken out the extra field that was in there that required them to enter their portal. It was kind of redundant, and since the website is located on their portal, it pre-fills it now in the back end, and they don't have to worry about that anymore. So with all that aside, it now works out how it should, and you can view and update tickets to your heart's content.
We also found a number of bugs in our compliance archive product, which is something that's been doing tremendously well. It is one of the more complex pieces of deployment, mostly because you need to understand how Exchange works, how email works, and how journaling technology works. We fixed a number of size issues when it came to compliance archiving and dealing with attachments and indexing and so on and so forth. We also fixed the issue with the formatting. Some customers kept on reporting corrupt pieces of mail inside of the archiving components. So we troubleshooted it because it was very strange. And turned out a number of you had mail routed directly into the journaling mailbox. This is not how compliance works. In order for compliance to work, Microsoft Exchange needs to be doing the mail journaling and separating mail out that way. So those of you that implemented it in such a way will have to reset that journaling mailbox and kickstart the archiving process again. just the nature of the way that the product behaves and how it works. So we fixed that issue, and those are all the bugs that we have addressed. There are a couple more that we're working on that will be closed out very shortly, but for the most part, a lot of our development resources have been committed to development of new products and new services that are going to be making light of day in Q2. With that in mind, Travis is going to talk to you briefly about the infrastructure that we have in UK and Australia and all the upgrades that we're making to that. So take it away, Travis.
Last week, we successfully upgraded Matilda, which is our Exchange 2010 network, to Exchange Service Pack 2, which is now matching along with Rock Your Duck and with our Louie network. And this week, we are going to be doing our Della network, which is in our European data center. Just like the Matilda and Rock Your Duck upgrades, no client should see any disconnection. We did have an event earlier this morning where some countries in Europe were having routing issues to the new load balancer that was cleared up in about an hour and a half. But other than that, we've had a pretty smooth week, and next week we do have more Rock Your Duck work that is scheduled, but that'll be posted on a blog event.
Thank you, Travis. I know a lot of people appreciate the upgrades to stability and reliability and all the other stuff that we've done. Alois and Travis actually went out to Dallas, and the amount of money that we've spent on data center redundancy, failover, and replication and backups and all of that is just out of this world. And we're very happy with that, and we continue to push it across Europe, Australia, and anywhere else where Exchange is needed will be there with the most rock-solid deployment out there. So very happy with that. And let's talk a little bit about Shockey Monkey again, because, again, you know, there's more to running a business than selling Exchange and cloud services. A lot of you have desktops, printers, switches, and all this other stuff to support, not to mention backups and all the other services. And Kate has been working with a bunch of sponsors this week that are interested in getting into our Shockey Monkey ecosystem. Now, obviously, a lot of people are coming aboard very quickly with Shockey Monkey. We're adding a lot of services, and the expansion that really Shockey Monkey is undertaking is to add all of those social mobile components to it, so more people will take it up and more people would live inside of it and manage it. So we are really taking this to the next level. I know a lot of you, you know, kind of think that we should go more down the ERP side, but, you know, our argument has always been that simplicity trumps complexity in any situation. And when I talk to my successful partners, you're not sitting around telling me, hey, you know, we got nothing better to do. I would love to play with customizing a CRM product all day long. No, all of you are busy. You're slammed. You need to find ways to sell more, to do more, and to grow your business. And sitting at home playing with a PSA is just not a part of it. So, Kate, what's the response been like to the sponsorship packet that we sent out this week to, I guess, all the major MSP players out there?
The response we've had has been pretty phenomenal. You know, we found that this is pretty different from what else is out there in terms of marketing and recruiting channel partners. Most of the time, you know, the vendors out there who are looking to reach new partners, MSP and IT service businesses, really are kind of limited in terms of, like, trying to catch people on a trade show floor or get a banner ad onto a popular site that they'll maybe see for a minute, you know, and you get these really traditionally low click-through rates, and you got to be very gimmicky in your marketing messaging. We're finding that we're doing things very differently from what these vendors are used to, and they're receiving it really positively because we're offering this ongoing year-long engagement model where you get access to folks on a daily basis, because, you know, the users are logging into Shockey Monkey every day and managing their businesses. If your advertising and your messaging is there in front of them every single day, it's going to be that much more effective. And we're finding that we were pretty much right on target with putting that opportunity out there. And I think you're going to see a lot of great technology players filling up that portal with some important messaging pretty quickly.
I think we're aiming to go around April 1st or so. But, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time to roll out. And one of the conversations that I've had with people is like, hey, if you're just sponsoring this and throwing up yet another ad that you have everywhere else, you're kind of wasting your time and your money, because the people that are in the portal are going to be seeing this stuff all the time. And you need to make it valuable and you need to make it targeted. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we're not going to have, you know, a trade show type of a setup where there's 1,000 different ads being rotated in and out. There's less than 20 spots. So what the vendors really have to do is convince both the service manager, the business manager, the owner, the CEO, and everybody else that's involved in being inside of Shockey Monkey how this makes sense, how it's deployed, and how it's sold. And I can tell you as a vendor, because that's kind of what we do here, that it's not always a sale to the business owner. It's not like we talk to a CEO at a trade show and wham, bam, they're done. Let's go sell this thing. There's a lot of stuff in terms of fit. There's a lot of time, a lot of details that support needs to know, that service managers need to know, that the sales guys need to know. There's a level of compensation that's appropriate for certain things. There's a level of hands-on or hands-off that you need to consider as well. You know, look at what we're doing with Exchange Defender. Not only are we creating a product that you can scale and collect, you know, tens of dollars of profit on top of, but we're also creating a product that you can deploy and roll out without actually being a part of anything except for the sale. So there's a lot of stakeholders now as we, as a more mature industry, start to look at, because a lot of these business processes, business implementations, have to do with how the product is going to make money over the time. It's not a, you know, point of sale, mark it up, sell it, move it, and go on. It's something you have to prove the value of every month. And with Shockey Monkey, with that front end, with the ability to touch the desktop directly, with all these components kind of playing together, our vendors and our partners are really going to have a meeting of minds here and find the better way to proceed forward. And we're going to do everything we can, I'm speaking for Hank here again, to make sure that those integrations are rock solid, and we will be the ones to support them and to manage them and to keep on upgrading them as you, our users, see fit. So that's a key distinction here. It's not like, hey, it's an open market, anybody can come and play. By all means, everybody can. But if you are committed to helping our partners and our users and our clients, you know, make it to the next level and to the next step, we're going to do everything we can to push you and give you the opportunity to step into that market. Remember, you know, this is not, you know, an unattached client base. You know, when you go to some of these trade shows, turnover is the key. You need new faces, new people, et cetera, because it's really, you know, a dartboard kind of game. You're throwing darts into the audience and hoping something sticks. With this, you're not hoping something sticks. You're hoping everything sticks. These are our partners we're handing, you know, your contact info to and your ads and your banners and all that stuff. So we want them to stay in business. We want them to grow. We want them to profit. That's why we're introducing you to them. More of our partners being more engaged means more sales for Exchange Defender and OwnWeb Now. It's not a gimmick. It's not a coincidence that Shockey Monkey is free. There's an actual business model behind it. And it's something that's going to keep Shockey Monkey free for years and growing. And with something like vendors and involvement of our strategic partners, it creates for a very no-brainer kind of a business approach, because we're going to do everything to support you end-to-end. And I think that takes it far further from, you know, a PSA or ERP component of your business, and it becomes your business.
I was going to actually just mention how you sort of become intertwined, and it's something where, you know, you, like you said, in the end, become a part of each other's businesses in a really unique way that most marketers, from the sound of the reaction I'm getting, have really been hoping for a long time.
What we are here to do. All righty, folks. Well, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Hopefully you got some insight, which is why we do these shows to begin with. We'll do the next one next weekend live from the OwnWeb Now headquarters in the lovely downtown Orlando. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the Daytona 500, NBA All-Star Game, Disney Princess Half Marathon, or anything else that you may be up to. We'll talk to you later. Bye.